Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most artists face a lifelong challenge of turning their creative talents into a sustainable living income. Our next guest's Midlands organization is trying to help with that issue. Steve Rabel is with the Columbia Music Festival Association, and he joins us now by phone. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me today.
Now, first of all, tell us about your organization.
Sure. So the Columbia Music Festival Association, or CMFA, as we like to shorten and call it, is actually one that's been around for quite a while. Originally, it was founded in 1897, and it's a local arts incubator that just really digs in to the community and supports the arts through education, to discovering acts, developing training, and of course, even producing and promoting them. And really the hub of this whole organization is the wonderful art space that we have over on Pulaski Street, a really diverse space housing five different room types from, one studio that's 2,700 square feet for people to rehearse in, all the way around to an actual full-on black box theater where you can do full performances and stuff. So whatever the art background is, the artist group is, or things like that, whatever their needs are, that space and CMFA is a welcome support system for them to come in, rehearse, promote, and really even put on a show to promote what they're doing for their artistic background.
And so this is any type of art?
Yeah. Various ballet performances going on. The children's dance organization does stuff there. We've had acts of music going on there, performances. I mean, we even host our annual fundraiser, our pub night and dart tournament in the black box and stuff every year.
So basically performing arts, though, not like paintings.
We've actually done staging shows for that, where we've actually set up galleries for local artists to come in and display works and have walkthroughs and things like that.
Okay, so indeed, every kind of art.
Yes, sir.
All right, so are there similar organizations to yours around the state?
No, in that sense, we're very unique with kind of being that local arts incubator to allow everybody to kind of come in and have like a central hub to be a part of things.
All right, so tell us now about this series that you guys are putting together to help artists become financially stable through income generated by their art.
Yeah, so one of the things we wanted to take an initiative on here at CMFA is to really bring together all of the backgrounds and experiences we have and have come across in time and really help provide for that next generation of artists. So what we came up with is this kind of artist for artist series. And so as we were working on this, we opted and said, okay, let's think about what does it take to be successful in the arts today? And what are these, people going to need to get on to if they decide I want to make this a career? And not so much of a, okay, we got to go to school and get a degree and things like that. But it's more of like, how can you kind of start that process and understand, is this a viable thing? And so we've actually set up a full series of classes where we're going to be teaching sales and we're going to be teaching marketing. We're actually going to be teaching contract understanding and writing and the legalities of certain things. How do you want to set up your organization or yourself as an entity? Should you be a nonprofit? Should you be a for-profit? And breaking all that kind of down so these people have a great resource to step in to the role as an artist that's sustaining themselves. So the first of this series is kind of this art of sales that we're going to be presenting that I'm going to be leading, taking place October 11th at 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And it's going to be a full workshop. And we're calling it the Artist for Artists series because our goal here is that whoever is presenting or teaching or coming into this isn't someone that's just a random person, that they actually come at this from an arts background.
And so will these be like weekly workshops? Will they be in person or will they be virtual or both?
What we're planning is the first one's going to be a full-on three-hour workshop in person that's going to take place at the art space. And then our plan is to do one kind of every quarter. So we've got the marketing class kind of loosely scheduled for early 26. And then I believe after that, we're going to step into the to be or not to be a nonprofit. Our hope is that as we go through this, we learn, we grow, and we adapt as we are within the arts, and then we eventually can do stuff where it's available online or it is something that you can come back and see later.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hey, Mike, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, sir.
Steve Rabel is with the Columbia Music Festival Association, and we will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.